This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Maybe it's not a shooter, but you run.
That's a shopper at an Alabama mall where gunfire leads to a deadly confrontation with police. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says a fight broke out between two teens around 9:30 last night. An 18-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl were wounded. The suspect was shot and killed by an officer.
I think we were fortunate enough to have two officers that were very near an active shooting scene, and those officers rushed to that scene and actually encountered an individual that had just shot someone. So we were fortunate that that Hoover officer was there.
Black Friday shopping is well underway. Analysts with Adobe Analytics say Americans might break retail records over the next month based on strong sales last quarter. They project yesterday's online sales to hit a new record of $3.7 billion. They also say smartphones represented more than 50% of traffic to retail sites. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Texas shopper Sherelle Pratt tells KTRK-TV shopping on Thanksgiving, nothing new for her family.
We do this every year. It's a holiday tradition. We're getting the kids presents. We're getting family presents. We're getting presents that most people couldn't afford unless they were $200, $400, $600 off.
President Trump took time Thanksgiving Day to wish a happy Thanksgiving to troops stationed around the globe.
The nation's doing well economically, better than anybody in the world. We're the hot nation of the world, and it's nice to know you're fighting, and you're fighting for something that's doing well, and that's our country.
New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees with a lot to be thankful for following last night's 31-17 win over Atlanta.
For me as a quarterback, it's still about, you know, managing the game in the best way that I can. And, you know, if opportunities for big plays, we make them. Convert third downs, we got to possess the ball so we can put together good drives, go score points, and play that complimentary brand of football.
Dallas and Chicago also scored wins. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California communities came together to serve Thanksgiving to victims of the campfire. Volunteers worked with the World Central Kitchen at California State University at Chico to cook, serve, and clean up so evacuees who've lost their homes could have a holiday meal in a safe place. For many, they felt it was the least they could do, and among the people helping are evacuees themselves, like 11-year-old Madison Sullivan, who told ABC News.
Of course I want to come and help, because I just feel like it's something that if people don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, they can just come here.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt, or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
A charter bus carrying members of the University of Washington marching band rolled onto its side Thursday, leaving nearly 40 people injured. State police say the Husky marching band was traveling in a caravan of 6 buses to Pullman, Washington, for today's Apple Cup, the annual college football game between the University of Washington and Washington State, when the bus rolled over on an ice-covered stretch of I-90. The oldest survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack, Ray Chavez, died this past week at the age of 106. Family members say he died peacefully in his sleep. According to a report by CNN, Chavez worked as a quartermaster stationed in Pearl Harbor in 1941. Throughout the past 6 years, he made a point of traveling around the country to attend memorial services and commemorations. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And as promised, this entire hour is going to be devoted to exploring the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective of current world events. Some of the top stories that we're going to look at is Russia placing blame on Israel over the recent downing of a Russian jet by Syria. What does that mean? And what kind of biblical implication does that bring up? Iran is fighting back against President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear agreement. Why is the European Union defiantly siding with Iran on this matter, by the way? Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently met with Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan and Iranian President Rouhani in Tehran. What was this high-level meeting about? Meanwhile, President Trump is preparing his highly anticipated Mid-East peace plan. Will it be another land for peace proposal? And why are many Israelis comparing President Trump to the historic King Cyrus, the Great of Persia? And let's not forget about the USA. What about America's future? Will the USA have a Nineveh moment? Well, as promised, a couple of weeks ago, we said we're going to have Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author Bill Salas back to give us a more complete biblical story and perspective, in light of the current events. And how do these line up with what the Bible has been telling us? Also, we're going to dive into the prophetic future to look at the discoveries Bill has identified in his new book called The Next Prophecies. Bill Salas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's good. Hey, thanks for a whole hour because we got a lot to talk about.
Well, this is what happened. A couple of weeks ago we started again. I just said, no, we need to block out an entire hour to this so that we can really give people a fair understanding. I know we put them on the edge of the seat. So now get ready. Get your number two Ticonderoga pencils out. Class is in session. So, Mr. Bill, before we discuss current events and future predicted scenarios, let's tell the listeners why the biblical narrative and prophetic perspectives are important and relevant today.
Well, absolutely. The world is being inundated with powerful current world events being informed from the secular worldview. Mm-hmm. And I like to remind people that, we don't have to base all of our decisions and conclusions upon that secular worldview. There's a biblical narrative with a prophetic perspective as well. The fact that it exists from the trustworthy source of God himself makes it absent of, void of any fake news, which is dominating the news mainstream media these days. And it's got 100% track record of accuracy. So why not glean from it? The Bible, the acronym that's very telling for Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. It's a guidebook for us. Mm. It is the best-selling book of all times, filled with all kinds of information, 31,000-plus verses, of which about a third of those is got predictive information. And predictive information dealing with the type of headlines you just talked about, dealing with Russia and Turkey and Iran, and I believe even America may be mentioned in the Bible in Ezekiel 38 prophecy and elsewhere. So You know, our mission here at Prophecy Depot Ministries is to get the biblical perspective, prophetic perspective out there to people so they can say, okay, here, how does that line up with current events? Okay, we've got these things going on that are concerning us, nuclear scenarios developing, chemical weapons in Syria, et cetera. The Bible has anything to say about these things, because bless their souls, these pundits that come on, these analysts that are on Fox and CNN, et cetera, military analysts and political pundits, et cetera, they don't know the future. They're going to do their best, if they're sincere, to tell us what the trends are and what they think might happen. But you know what? That's not good enough when it comes to these powerful world events. If the God of the universe has said something about what's going to happen in our future, and especially in our near future, we just want people to know about that and let them make their own decisions. So, for instance...
Well, Bill, before we do this, I want to tie a little knot on this for everybody, and that is that, look, there's nothing new. There's always been pundits and people who had ideas as to what was going on in the world, but God challenged that years ago, and we read that in the Old Testament. You know, you can call them gods or, you know, prophets of old, false prophets that gave opinions. But God was real clear when he said, you know, because this validates Almighty God himself, the Lord of heaven's armies. It validates who God is. There is no other God like him that knows the end from the beginning. So he gives us this information for our benefit. There is no other God on the planet, in the world, anywhere that gives us this kind of information. And as you said, roughly, you know, I've heard anywhere from a third to two-thirds of prophecy has been fulfilled with God's batting average of 1,000%. Roughly a third remaining. And so my question to everybody is, what are the chances of God still hitting 1,000% with the final one-third?
Exactly. And we're talking about God who sits outside of the time and space continuum. He's not a God with too much time on his hands. He has all time in his hands. And so when we get into the nature of prophecy, and I want to make a quote, because you sort of quoted it, but I'm going to give the listeners the verse, the proof text of what you were saying. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10 says this: "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other." Like you had mentioned, there is no other God. So this is critically important. And how do we know that? Well, here's what he says: "I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." So in other words, he's singling himself out. This is his certificate of authenticity. Mm-hmm. He is the only God. The way he demonstrates that to us is he tells us the end from the beginning, ancient times, things that have not been fulfilled. And he says, listen, my counsel is going to stand. You can take that to the bank. And that's what you were saying. Also, we're told in 2 Timothy 3:16, I believe it is, that all of the Bible, all of God's Word is God-breathed, inspired, and is thoroughly good for us for equipping, instruction, reproof, etc. So, Bill, I mean, you know, it's very important, I think, in these troubling times, when you say about a third of the biblical prophecies have not found fulfillment, roughly that's a few thousand verses out of the 9 to 10,000 devoted toward predictive information, that is stage setting. And I lay this stuff out sequentially in some books I've written called The Now Prophecies, things that could happen now, at the present time. They lack preconditions. They will be followed by the next prophecies, which have some preconditions prohibiting them from being fulfilled, but they're state setting, Bill. That's the same thing. They're state setting. So, you know, this is the information that I want to get people aware of, because it is dealing with these powerful topics you're talking about in the mainstream media.
And God gives us this information that we would be warned and not caught off guard, number one. Number two, that we can have confidence in a sovereign God who is in control of all these events. Right, Bill?
Right. Okay, the quick definition of Bible prophecy, it is predictive information outsourced from a loving God with 100% accuracy that is intended to authenticate his sovereignty, two, equip us for the days in which we live, three, it can spare lives like Noah saved his family and Joseph saved Egypt when he stored food, and it can save souls. Built. I came to know Jesus Christ through prophetic evangelism, listening to Chuck Missler, who recently passed away, prophetic expert, teaching on the book of Revelation. I was moved. I thought, well, God knows the end from the beginning. I need to know him.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more from Bill Salas. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me.
Bill Martinez Live. Hey, so you like this fresh and independent. It's
just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author Bill Salas continues with us. Bill, before we get on to some of the specific topics, I did want to address something that came out of the United Nations this week, and that was President Trump talking about a two-state solution for Israel. I had a problem with that when I heard it. I looked to see what kind of response was going to come out of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu on that, and I didn't quite get the information I was looking for, because I know many of us who study the Word of God see the grave error that this president is about to embark on.
Well, the two-state solution is nothing new, and he's was mentioning that. At the same token, there's been other things that have been floated. This deal that he's going to propose is relatively secret at this point. We still don't know all the details. I am very concerned, like you say, if he comes out with it, this, following the same failed footsteps of his presidential predecessors of, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, prior to that, and then Barack Obama. They wanted to divide up the promised land, God's land, into two states, one for the Jews and one for the Palestinians. And that has failed every time, because you can't broker God's land, and the presidents need to be aware of that. So then the other thing that was floated was that Donald Trump apparently was talking about a confederation with Jordan. In other words, so the Palestinian state would, Jordan would have to assimilate a lot of the Palestinians and give them citizenship into Jordan and make it contiguous with the West Bank. Now, that's, Jordan has flat out refused that as any possibility. So, what Donald Trump is proposing is going to be interesting. He did say, it was interesting, back around August 23rd, I think it was, I'm not sure on the date there, but it was just a month or two back, that Israel would pay a high price in the peace deals because Donald Trump moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And when he said that, that sent some shockwaves to a lot of people.
Exactly. No.
It was like, what was that about? Was that a political move, moving a chess piece so that you could, manipulate Israel into a decision on that? But God actually has a peace plan that he spelled out in Jeremiah chapter 12. I'd like to just tell everybody what that is, because unless Donald Trump's peace plan correlates with that, it will fail.
Yeah, well, he will find out very quickly who is the ultimate deal maker. It is not Donald Trump.
No, it's not. And remember that, when we talk about God and Bible prophecy, who knows the end from the beginning, there were all kinds of prophecies predicting the diaspora, the dispersion of the Jews into the world, which happened in 70 AD when the Roman Empire defeated Israel, and they destroyed Jerusalem, and they destroyed the second Jewish temple. So they went out into the nations of the world. We never really had any prophecies that told us how long they would be out in the nations of the world. Well, it turned out that the diaspora lasted 1,878 years, from 70 AD to 1948 AD, when Israel was rebirthed as a nation. On May 14th, they just celebrated their 70-year anniversary of that this past May. And God knew that the ancient Arab hatred that had plagued the Middle East region through from time immemorial would still exist. And in fact, knowing them from the beginning, he knew it would be under the umbrella of the canopy of Islam, the religion of violence that is a license, really, to come against the Jews. And if you understand some of those surahs in the Quran, you understand that they're not friendly to the Jewish people, nor to the Christians. So this Allah and Jehovah are definitely not the same God.
Right.
Anyway, he knew there would be a problem. He would have to do a resettlement process, because he knew there would be Arabs sitting in the land that was now going to be Israel, and he knew that the Jews would also be in the Arab countries that were going, and of course that would become Arab states. They would have to be resettled. And so knowing that, he put forward a compassionate plan around 2,600 years ago that was spelled out by Jeremiah for what we're dealing with right now. I have been on Daystar TV. I've shared this with Marcus and Joni. I have been on other TV shows and talked about this. I've got an article out on it, God's Middle East Peace Plan. And here's what it is. It's just simply three verses in Jeremiah chapter 14, chapter 12, verses 14 through 17. It says, "Thus says the Lord, against all my evil neighbors," get that, who touched the inheritance which I have caused my people to inherit. That would be the promised land of Israel. Behold, I will pluck them out, forceful language, I will pluck them out of their land, the Arabs out of the Jews' land that's going to be coming, and pluck out the house of Judah, the Jews, from among them, those Arab lands. Then it shall be after I have plucked them out that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back. Compassion on them. This is a loving, compassionate God, a great plan, knowing them from the beginning. I will bring them back. If I pluck them out, I'll bring them back, have compassion on them. Everyone, not just the Jews, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. God, of course, knew where they all belonged. They're the descendants of Edomites and Ammonites and Moabites, etc. And so that's he's going to do that. He's going to bring them back into their own lands. This is a land for peace deal extraordinary. And, Bill, we saw God doing what he said he would do after World War One in 1917. The Ottoman Empire collapsed. They had reigned over the Middle East for 400 years. And what happened was now Israel could become a nation and the Arabs could get their statehood back. So we have Saudi Arabia and Iraq. I think it was like 1935. Egypt was before that. I think Lebanon was 43, Syria and Jordan were 1946, and then Israel in 1948. If the presidents of America want to know what a land for peace deal is, that's what God did.
Exactly, right.
He set that up. So he said, and it shall be, now we go into the final two verses, and he's going to have compassion. He's done this. He's resettled the area. And by the way, in 1947, UN Resolution 181, called the Partition Plan, called for there to be two contiguous states in Israel. There's supposed to be the Arab state and the Jewish state, but the Arabs rejected that and went to war with Israel in 1948, and they lost that opportunity, and they've been fighting for it ever since to get it back. And then, of course, in 1967, Israel tripled its size, etc. Anyways, I don't want to deviate. Let me get back to what God said in his peace plan, his compassionate land for peace deal there. It says in verse 16 of Jeremiah 12, and it shall be if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, if those Arabs will learn carefully the ways of the Jewish people to swear by my name, the God of the Bible,
right,
as the Lord lives, and the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. Now that's, let me break that down real quickly. With the same zeal that the Arabs once upon a time prompted the Jews to worship the false god of Baal, and at that time when Jeremiah wrote, they were worshiping Baal and sacrificing their children
exactly
to this false god. He said, if they will swear by my name as the Lord lives, as they tell my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. So they could be established in the midst of his people without, peaceably.
Yeah, exactly.
But what verse 17 says, and this is what I try to warn people with my teachings and in my books, but if they do not obey, if those Arabs who have gotten their states, if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord. Bill, we're talking about the destruction of nations. And this is what I'm trying to warn my Arab friends, that, you know, your nations are now in jeopardy because you are not in compliance with God's roadmap plan. Now, I assure you, Donald Trump has never heard this scenario here. And I don't think his plan is going to be devised about it. Lindsey Graham bought one of my Psalm 83 books dealing with this kind of matter once upon a time. Whether or not he's read it or aware of this particular chapter that I've written in there, I don't know. But I need to sound this alarm, because what we're going to talk about, if we have time in the next section, is the destruction of some of these Arab states that is predicted, like Syria, Damascus, Jordan,
exactly,
etc.
Well, the stage is set, Bill, and so we'll pick it up from there and address those Arab states. And, of course, even in Israel today, we get a little bit of a portent of what's going on. Interestingly, that Arabs feel very comfortable where Jews are in control. It's the other way around where you've got problems in Israel, do you not?
Well, that's true. A lot of the Arabs in Israel realize they've got it better living than in Israel as Arab, Israeli citizens than other Arabs in the other states.
Exactly. We got to go to break right now, 29 minutes after. Bill Martinez here, Bill Salas over there.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you'd have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You know, in your mind, you're trying to say, well, maybe it's not a shooter, but you run.
That's a shopper at an Alabama mall where gunfire leads to a deadly confrontation with police. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says a fight broke out between two teens around 9:30 last night. An 18-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl were wounded. The suspect was shot and killed by an officer.
I think we were fortunate enough to have two officers that were very near an active shooting scene, and those officers rushed to that scene and actually encountered an individual that had just shot someone. So we were fortunate that that Hoover officer was there.
Black Friday shopping is well underway. Analysts with Adobe Analytics say Americans might break retail records over the next month based on strong sales last quarter. They project yesterday's online sales to hit a new record of $3.7 billion. They also say smartphones represented more than 50% of traffic to retail sites. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Hey, Bill Martinez here, right at the intersection of God and country, faith and politics, the things that matter and that are so most important for you to reconcile and be aware of. Right now, we're taking a look, in-depth look at Bible prophecy, the current events. What are they telling us relevant to Bible prophecy? What is God telling us, more importantly? Bill Salus, Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author, his brand-new book, The Next Prophecies, are with us. Bill, as we were mentioning very briefly before we get into more of the current events, let's consider Donald Trump for just a moment. There has been some comparison of Donald Trump and Cyrus, the king, that was instrumental in letting the Jews and helping the Jews go back to Israel. But as is the case, whether with King Hezekiah or with Cyrus and others, is that sometimes their ego can get in the way. And Donald Trump needs to be sensitive to this, is that he cannot let this the success that he's enjoying right now in this administration, though he's fighting against all kinds of antithetical odds. I can appreciate that. But he has to remember who put him in the office and the wind that is at his back and where that is coming from.
Absolutely. And we start with a basic understanding that God has foreign policy in place, and it goes back 4,000 years ago to the time of the great patriarch Abraham. And we find this in Genesis chapter 12, where at that point, God says to Abraham, who is living in a pagan world, he says, I want you to come out and follow me to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, massive, marvelous, most prosperous nation. That's what the Hebrew word gadol meant. Abraham understood it. So Abraham followed him, and his name became, Abraham means father of multitudes. He was called the first Hebrew. I'm just trying to give a little basic history here because we have to talk about this comparison with King Cyrus and the concerns with Donald Trump.
Right.
The first Hebrew, which means to pass over. He was the man who passed over from the pagan world to follow God. He would be made a great nation. Through him, it says, all the families of the earth would be blessed. And God says in his foreign policy, he says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you. This is Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. But I will curse them who curse you. Now we find out why that's significant, because other prophecies go on through the lineage of Abraham, his son Isaac, his grandson Jacob, saying that they would have a seed that would come out of them. That would be the Messiah. This was a messianic promise. That would be Jesus Christ, who came out of that genealogy. He says, your seed shall bless all the families of the earth. So we get more clarification. So what it was a messianic promise prophecy to Abraham. And in other words, everyone who will bless you is blessing my plan of redemption for man. Everyone who curses you will be cursed. The forceful language must be cursed. So God has this foreign policy in place. Mm-hmm. It has not left. It's effectually intact. It is critically important right now in the end times.
It is absolutely fixed, Bill, right? I mean, this is what people need to apprehend here, is that this isn't, you know, a grayscale kind of thing with God. This is absolutely fixed, just like the law of gravity.
That's right. He is the same as he is today. The same as he was yesterday, and the same he will be in the future. This plan is in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, like I said in Jeremiah chapter 12, God's peace plan was, listen, you know, get along with the Jews, dwell in the midst of them, swear by the God of the Bible's name, like you taught the Jews to swear by the false god Baal. In other words, this is the real deal, and we've seen that when the other presidents, Clinton, and then Bush followed, and then Obama, when they tried to trade up God's land for peace, put Israel in a dangerous predicament, you cannot trade God's land. What happened was we had retaliations come and hit us as well. So, for instance, let's talk about George Bush. George Bush, in August of 2005, convinced Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of Israel to pull out of the Gaza. And it almost created a civil war in Israel. And I remember seeing footage of the last settlers fighting tooth and nail to stay in the Gaza. He pulls them out. Well, Gaza becomes now called Hamasdan, for another term, you know, where Hamas now has gotten in there and been lobbing missiles ever since into Israel, putting parts of Israel in terror all the time, consistently. And what happened on the next week after the last settlers pulled out, the storm clouds start coming over through the Gulf and start heading toward New Orleans. And we had got hit with Hurricane Katrina, our worst nation's costliest disaster, Category 5 in August, on the heels of what happened there, as if it was a discipline from God to this country, a warning. And then it was followed the next month in September with Hurricane Rita, another Category 5. And then in January of 2006, Ariel Sharon went into a coma. And he was in a coma for 8 years. He died in January of 2014. So, you know, you don't mess with God's land. Now, what's interesting when we talk about the King Cyrus comparison with Donald Trump, you know, King Cyrus was actually one of the most noted kings in the Bible, and he wasn't even an Israeli king. He was a Persian king.
Right.
And he was prophesied by name by Isaiah around 720 B.C. King Cyrus came onto the scene. His lifespan was from 600 to 529 B.C., so about 120 years before he was even born. Isaiah says in Isaiah 44:28, who says of Cyrus, calls him by name, he's not born yet, he is my shepherd. And he shall perform my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. So what was happening is Cyrus comes on the scene. He conquers the Babylonians in 539 B.C. He gets this prophecy that was written 120 years in advance. And he tells him he needs to send the Jews back out of the captivity into the land of Israel and rebuild the temple. And immediately he does that. He says, listen, the God of the Bible is God. Cyrus actually became a believer in the God of the Bible. and he sent the Jews back immediately. That prophecy moved him to become a believer and to send the Jews back. Now, the Jews love King Cyrus, as do the Iranians, by the way. They make pilgrimages to his tomb every New Year. They call it Nowruz in Iran. And they don't visit the Ayatollah Khomeini's tomb. They visit this guy's tomb, right?
Wow.
Back from 539 BC. Well, anyway, the Sanhedrin in Israel, which is the religious leadership, that was the religious leadership at the time of Jesus, they reinstated it again in Israel. And they are minting, they minted a coin in commemoration of King Cyrus and Donald Trump moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. There's a picture. You can see Donald Trump superimposed over King Cyrus. I have one of these coins.
Mm.
And they minted this coin because what do they want to do? And this will shock your listeners. They want to rebuild the third Jewish temple. Remember, Cyrus sent them back to rebuild the second Jewish temple. They want to rebuild the third Jewish temple. And that's in prophecy, by the way. There will be a third temple. Even Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24. And they want to raise money from this coin to rebuild that temple. And there's a problem, though. There's a gold dome from the, the Arabs sitting right on the foundation stone where they want to build that temple. But that gold dome will be going away, and they will be building that temple. But so back to your point, and as I conclude here in summary, Donald Trump needs to be humble. The fact that he's being compared to one of the most noted kings of the Bible is amazing. Many of us are excited that Donald Trump was elected to the ends that he would be pro-Israel. He has the most pro-Israel cabinet that we've probably ever seen, with Nikki Haley at the UN, John Bolton, Mike Pence is an evangelical Christian, et cetera, Pompeo as well. So we're ecstatic about the potential here, because if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. That's
exactly
God's foreign policy we talked about. But you're right. He can turn the tide so easily by twisting Netanyahu's arm to trade land for peace. That is failed policy. It is not part of Jeremiah 12's plan, which God said, I read earlier in the show. So we got to watch this, Bill, very carefully.
Well, as Bill has been referring to in terms of natural disasters following any interference, and this has all been well documented, two significant books, one by Bill Koenig, another by John McTiernan, who have done extensive studies. I think when I added it up, Bill, it was close to $1 trillion in natural disasters that followed within 24, 48 hours of the United States interfering with God's foreign policy for Israel. It's not coincidence. I mean, I'm not much of a believer in coincidence, especially when it comes to Israel, the apple of God's eye. Bill Salas is with us, Bible prophecy expert, author of the book, The Next Prophecies, and we've got more as we wrap up this hour with Bill, so stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Right here, right now. Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it is overwhelming when you stop for just a moment and consider why Jesus came, and that song says it so appropriately, to break every chain, to get every hindrance out of the way, that we can be that all that God has called us to be, Bill Salas. I'll tell you, if anything brings me to tears, it is that, to realize that a loving God says, hey, it's not, I'm with you. I'm right there for you. I'm cheering you on. And key to all this is that you have to serve me and me only, and you will be free like you can't even imagine. I mean, true liberty, this is what it's all about, is for us to have freedom to honor and to love and to worship God. It is overwhelming to me.
Well, absolutely. You know, people need to realize, and that's why we talk about the importance of the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective, is that there are two kingdoms paralleling each other in this world presently. One is swayed by the wicked one. We're told in 1 John 5:19, the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is at hand. It's invisible to the secular world, the secular man, but it is at hand, and we know that. We know that having a relationship with Jesus Christ, he answers our prayers. He's doing miracles and healings in Iran. The kingdom is at hand there, of course. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God, the Messianic kingdom, will be physically manifested soon. There'll be a thousand-year kingdom when Jesus Christ has returned, and he will set up his kingdom, and it'll be like a restored Garden of Eden scenario. But we can't forget the fact that we are still dealing with a parallel dual kingdoms going here.
Exactly.
And we want people to understand that, you know, we can accept Jesus Christ and be in his kingdom of God, have our eternal future, secured, have abundant life presently, get a peace that surpasses understanding, and realizing you're not alone in this world, but you have a God who's designed you for specific purposes, who loves you, who wants to be an integral part of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's why the power in the name of Jesus Christ, that song is so beautiful, because that is what the reality you and I live in, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
As do almost 2.1 billion Christians, mm-hmm. if we add them all up, the Catholics and the Protestants, etc.
Exactly. In the world, not of the world, God knew this. He knew it beforehand. He knows exactly what we're dealing with. And he's given us a great gift of Bible prophecy, which validates that he only is the God of the universe. Bill, your last two series of books, The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies. Now prophecies right now are evident. Nothing needs to predicate the realization of those prophecies. They're ready to go at any moment when God says it's time. And the next prophecies, of course, are dependent upon certain occurrences. Break that down just a little bit and introduce people so that they understand that these two books, this powerful series of Now and the Next Prophecies, are available to them.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing, Bill, if you think about it. Here we are sitting at the end of the timeline, more than likely. We could be that terminal generation. The Bible speaks about a time when the earth as we know it has an expiration date. It'll go through a 7-year tribulation period. But we're actually sitting at a time where we could actually find ancient prophecies roll off their parchments and pound down on the pavement, and they will pack a powerful global punch, such as in the Now prophecy. Things that could happen at the present time. A disaster in Iran. It looks like a nuclear disaster. I write about these all in the Now Prophecies book you referenced, which they can get, by the way, at my website, prophecydepot.com. Prophecydepot, like HomeDepot.com. Destruction of Damascus. It looks like, it says one day Damascus is going to cease from being a city. That's in Isaiah 17.
I mean, you see it now, and it almost looks like how much is left, Bill. It's just rubble.
I know, and now the prophecy calls for that desolation to be caused by the children of Israel, not by the things we've seen right here. But it says it happens overnight, which is a technology Israel has. When I see it, there's trouble in the evening and the morning. He is no more, speaking of Damascus and the masculine pronoun. That's Isaiah 17:14. But we got stuff with Jordan, toppling of Jordan, the final Arab-Israeli war. I write about this in my Psalm 83 book. It's also in the Now book. The decline of America. You know, you're talking about the concerns of Donald Trump. Is he going to be arrogant? Is he going to be humble? And that sort of thing. Well, I've got things of concern to talk about in the Now prophecies about America. The expansion of Israel. The Israel you see today is going to become greater and safer after they win wars of those Arab countries around them. And I talk about those in that book. And then the rapture, Bill, we talk about that in the book, too. What is it? What is the rapture? Could it happen before the tribulation period? And I give the arguments and explanations about that. But then what these two books have done so far, and they're ultimately going to be three books. We haven't finished the third book yet, is we're trying to chronologically order the prophetic events between now and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's no easy task, but we've got ways we can look at it. What has preconditions? What has no preconditions? So we just talked about the ones that have no preconditions. They could happen now. Mm-hmm. The ones that have some preconditions will happen after the nows, the next. So, for instance, the destruction of Russia. They're in Ezekiel 38, the Gog and Magog prophecy.
Right, exactly.
Tell you about that in the next prophecies book. Mm-hmm. God is going to let the world know he's the holy covenant-keeping God in that prophecy. I talk about that. What about the decline of Islam? Two major Muslim wars are forthcoming in Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38. I analyzed those and chronologized them in order and show how Islam's best days are behind it. Mm-hmm. I joke around and say Allah is about to lose his Akbar, which means it's great. Shouts Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. You know, our God is the greatest God. Well, no, sir. That's going to change. The Jewish temple, we talked about that earlier, that's going to be constructed. Yeah. There's going to be a global world religion called Mystery Babylon. I believe that is centered in a great city. I believe that city is Rome. Mm-hmm. And I get into extensive talks about that. And I warned the Catholic Church about what the Bible says about its prophetic future. You know, they're all millennial. They're not looking for Jesus Christ to come and fetch his bride up in the rapture, as we pre-tribulation rapture believers would teach it. There's going to be an Antichrist, Bill, and this is an important part of the next prophecies book. This charismatic world leader, Satan's going to put his point man forward without any, it'll be on the heels of, on the platform of supernatural deception. It says it'll be lying, signs and wonders and deception. You know, this is where the world is going. This is what the Bible is trying to warn about. And so we have this little window period of time called the church age. It's at its end. Mm-hmm. Where we want people to come to know Jesus Christ and be involved in a relationship with Him as their personal Savior, which is a gift from God through their faith, not of works lest anyone should boast. That's in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. So that they can have the kind of life they need to have and the kind of awareness they need to have to get through what's forthcoming. And that's what, these books try to do. And that's what
So they don't fall victim. I mean, this is what's so key about this, Bill, and why you and I are talking about this. This is the very souls of all of humanity. And God's heart is such that he would not want one to perish. So how could we not feel any different? But the way the Father feels toward this, and this is why your passion towards prophecy, certainly, you know, my passion toward it as well, making time on this radio show, which God has made available. This is totally God. This is the hand of God. And this is why you and I are talking today. And there are people listening because this is their appointed time, just like it was the appointed time for Jews when Jesus came, when the Messiah came. And at that time, the ominous admonition that came out after that was the people were judged because they missed their appointed time.
And the nation of Israel still, as a nation, does not recognize Jesus Christ was the Messiah. They're still looking for one to come, and that is one of the reasons I point forward in the next prophecies book, that they want to build their temple, and that they sign in what's called a false covenant that starts the tribulation period. I cover this in the book. But you're absolutely right. Bible prophecy is not God trying to show off, because He knows the end from the beginning. He's got so many pressing, important things He does, and He's integrated in our lives. This information is for us.
Yes.
He wants people to know how much He loves them. That's why He gives us this information. And our natural response, our volitional response, should be to worship Him for caring, to love and adore Him for giving us this information. I mean, He's telling us what's going to happen in the future. But the warning to those listening right now who have not put their faith in Jesus Christ is that times are coming real soon where the Bible predicts in the book of Revelation series of judgments, seal judgments, and trumpet judgments, and bowl judgments, and an antichrist, and a harlot world religion, and supernatural deception. If the world is going to change, folks, it's going to change dramatically. And you don't want to be part of that, because there will be people who come to know the Lord, but it will come at a cost of great martyrdom. We hear about all kinds of people who become believers who get martyred for their faith, and that will not be an easy choice. Who wants to die for their faith? And two, there'll be deception. It will not be a popular choice. There'll be other arguments where, you know, what's going on in the end times. And this Antichrist will look very appealing, this world leader, as if he can try to restore the chaos that's going on in the world. So these books will really help your listeners to understand
exactly
what's forthcoming.
And also, you talk about fake news and the power of popular opinion. Bill, it will rain. It says that there will be a time when knowledge will abound, but, information will abound, but knowledge will be lacking. I mean, and boy, are we not at that door at this very moment?
Well, that is a prophecy in Daniel 12. Information would increase, but some of this is fake news, and that's what we try to discern by the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective.
But God, we know, is true. And that's who we need to pursue and keep our eyes on. The warnings are clear. Just because America has been devoid of some of this devastation that's taken place in other lands doesn't mean that we are going to be, exempt from it.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.